You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. Genesis 1, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. I've been reading through the Bible straight through for 2 days. I've never read straight through the Bible all the way before, and I'm not very far in. And maybe that can be encouraging to you because maybe you've never done that and you thought you were an underachiever for it. Well, I'm just one other person who cares a lot about the Bible who's never read straight through the Bible. I've never done the Bible in a year. I've read the Bible, but I read in whatever order I decide to read. So I'm going to try it straight through, not because it's the best way, just because I've never done it and I'm going to do it. But I'm 2 days in. And I've read those first few chapters a lot of times, and probably a lot of us have, partially because they're really significant chapters, and partially because they're at the beginning and we start things and don't finish them. So chapter one, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. A lot of people know that verse. They know what happens next. He makes everything. They know after that that they fall. So sometimes it's hard to find new meaning and fresh encouragement in the familiar. But I did. Chapter one, I read through, and what caught me is a repeated phrase. And the truth that I'm going to emphasize in this episode that means a lot to me right now is everything that God makes is good. There's a phrase, and God saw that it was good, and it repeats six times. The last time it says, and he saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. So I went through and just noticed this jumping off the page at me. God makes good stuff. Everything he makes is good. It happens at the end of each creation day. Actually, it doesn't. I read more carefully and noticed that it doesn't happen on day two, when God separates the waters and makes heaven, and then day three makes up for it because when he makes the land and the plants, he says it twice. But on day two, it's not there. So you know what day two is, right? The first day of the week, Sunday, making day two Monday. So if you're one of those people who just don't appreciate Mondays, here's the deal. The Bible supports your dislike of Monday, because God didn't say day two was good. Well, I'm just being goofy, because we know that everything God makes is good. Even Mondays, if he made it, it's good. And I want to apply this truth not just generally to the goodness of God. There's a lot about God's goodness that's true. The Bible says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is good, and that's not my point today. He gives us good things. James tells us every good and perfect gift comes from God. So if it's a good gift, we know where it came from God. Matthew tells us, if then you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who's in heaven give good things to those who ask? So we know that God is good. We know that he gives good things. But my point is not that. My point is that he doesn't give any bad things. Everything he does is good. That's a truth that I invite you to trust. If God is doing it, no matter how it appears, no matter how it hits us at the beginning, you can trust that it's good. If it's not good, you know that God's not doing it. Even Nebuchadnezzar, a pagan king, so God turned him into an animal for a while and then brought him back. And Nebuchadnezzar says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are right and his ways are just. Everything he does is good. And it seems pretty simple. Still, we are really bad judges of what is good. We are. We think that the promotion is good because it's going to make more money. We just have this really simple way of judging things. Like, that's got to be good. We declare it to be bad when God is taking away something from us that we really want to keep. If we see something that makes us uncomfortable, that's going to be a setback, it's going to be inconvenient, we paste a label on it. We say, that's bad. Well, what if God is working there? Like, what if we put bad over something God is doing and we limit ourselves from seeing that He's taking a way we didn't expect to get to somewhere better than we've ever imagined? So here's what I invite you to do. Just stop. Stop declaring things good or bad. Let them just be for a moment, without a label, without judgment. We don't need to determine if it's good or bad. What we need to do is to discern if God is in it or not. I invite you to consider the possibility that much of your disappointment in life comes from you prematurely pasting labels on things. See, we can put the label bad over something and we can cast this gloomy shadow over it and God might be in it. Or we could say, this is good. I know this is good. And we can get all excited about something only to set us up for some really big disappointment when it turns out that God wasn't in that at all. So we can spare ourselves. We could spare ourselves some grief by not pasting good and bad over the things that come our way, but having a little restraint and saying, you know, what I care to know is God in this thing? It kind of looks inconvenient. It looks uncomfortable. What's God doing here? This looks really exciting. This looks tempting. But is God in this? So I'm going to give a list of things, just things that might happen in someone's life, and you'll feel an impulse to categorize good or bad. And what I invite you to do is not give a label, but just know that these are things, and you don't have enough information with my list. You don't have enough information to know if it's good or bad because you don't know what God might be doing in it. So here's number one on my list. You have an extra long list of things to accomplish this week, and you get sick, and it sets you back a full 2 days. Good or bad? Well, I'd say bad, unless I've been going at an unsustainable pace and God needs to get my attention, and maybe He's using this to slow me down and tell me, you need to stop pushing so hard. So you're offered a job. Good? Bad? I don't know. Your daughter gets engaged. That could be anywhere on the spectrum of really good and really bad. We don't have enough information, so we can't say. The treatment is complete, but the disease is still growing. First thought, that's bad, but not so quick. What is God doing here? You expected a tax return, but you ended up owing. The pastor that you really liked just announced that he accepted a call somewhere else. You feel like maybe you should go back to school. You're not satisfied with your spiritual experience. Are these experiences good or are they bad? Well, how would you know unless you can see God's hand and where He's going? It seems like sustaining long-term damage from an auto accident would be bad. It seems like winning the lottery would be good. But the things that come at us have a way of deceiving us. And we are not good judges. So let's have the maturity to withhold judgment for a while until we can see what God is doing. Our pursuit is not for good things. It's for God. And the energy that we used to spend rejecting bad stuff and guarding ourselves from that, we could spend trusting that God is in those things, even if they don't feel good. Because everything God does is good. And this invites us to live life, the same life, with the same troubles and the same joys, with a completely different posture. It changes everything. We're not going around life being pushed and pulled by setbacks and victories. Those things happen, and they don't dominate us. But our eyes are fixed on Christ, and we know that everything he does is good. So even if it looks good, if he's not in it, it's not good. Even if it feels bad, if he's in it, it's good. Things are going to happen to you today. Don't call them good. Don't call them bad. Look for God in those things and know that everything he does is good. How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Well, thank you so much for listening to Speak, Lord. And as always, you can find all of our episodes by searching for Speak, Lord, wherever you get podcasts. And you can find more from me at PastorRyanRogers.com.